We know that during the week of Tisha B'Av, Shabuah Shehalbo, which this year in Tavshin Ayin Dalet, starts, of course, always on a Sunday, Motzei Shabbat, and it runs through the Ta'anit, which is on Tuesday. So Shabuah Shehalbo this year is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The law says that we're not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments, which means garments that were freshly pressed or freshly cleaned and weren't worn yet. So these new garments cannot be worn during the week of Tisha B'Av. As an example, if a person had, let's say, a suit and just came back from the cleaners, then he wants to wear a new suit Monday morning to work. So that's a freshly laundered garment. So it's a problem. So what does he do? He wears it this week for an hour. He walks around with it. He takes it off. He puts it in his closet. Now it's not freshly laundered anymore. So now next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he has a suit over there that already was worn. And there's no limit how many suits he can prepare. He can prepare 10 suits if he wants. It's not a problem. As long as he wears it from before, or it was worn already. Not every time you wear a suit, you just take it to the cleaners. He wore the suit, he went to a wedding, he came back, he took it off, put it back on the hanger. So as long as it's not freshly laundered, it's not a problem. The question is, which we were asked yesterday, is on garments that absorb sweat, undergarments, undershirts, and socks. They want to know what the opinion of Hakam Avadya is. It seems it's a little controversial what Hakam Avadya's opinion is. Some said that Hakam Avadya's opinion is to be lenient on these garments, and they're not included in the Gezerah. Well, first of all, let's make it clear that the Ben Ish Chai clearly says that you must prepare undergarment socks as well, and that's the opinion of Hakam Ben Tzion in Or LeTzion in Chedek Gimel on page 248. Should be noted as well that Hakam Avadya did discuss undergarments and said that they need to be prepared in Yehaveh Da'at, in Chelek Aleph and Siman Lamed Tet. He wrote a teshuvah on this, and he did not make a difference between undergarments and other begadim. There's a question, did he retract his opinion? Because in the new book that he wrote at the end of his life, Chazon Ovadia, on the laws of Tisha B'Av, there's different readings of it. Rabbi Bitan, Hashem Yishmeru, went to Hakam Avadya before he passed away and asked him directly, what is your opinion regarding undergarments and socks? And I'm quoting it now from the Yalkut Yosef on page 207. We asked Maran the Rishon LeZion concerning this, and he replied that one should prepare underclothing to change into during the week of Tisha B'Av, although there are poskim who rule that it is not necessary. So it seems Hakam Avadya's opinion, the Chetayna, is to prepare those clothes as well. So therefore a person has to keep in mind, you have Sunday, you have Monday, Tuesday. So already from before, he should start preparing a few extra sets in order that he won't have a problem.